Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, listen, I don't know if you heard about this or not. It's called the Commander-in-Chief Prophecies, the Trump Commander-in-Chief Prophecy. It was a word that was spoken to Mark Taylor. He's a retired firefighter. And God spoke to him about this particular word, you know, telling him before President Trump became president that he would be the president and these particular things would take place. As a matter of fact, this is Mark Taylor now giving that prophecy that came originally in 2011. Let's hear what it was.
You know, this is so important that I would like you to, and you have your book of the prophecies that God's given you, I would like you to read that Commander-in-Chief prophecy. That's what you called it.
Absolutely. It was April 28th, 2011, and it says, "The Spirit of God says, I've chosen this man, Donald Trump, for such a time as this. For as Benjamin Netanyahu is to Israel, so shall this man be the United States of America. For I will use this man to bring honor, respect, and restoration to America. America will be respected once again as the most powerful and prosperous nation on earth other than Israel. The dollar will be the strongest it has ever been in the history of the United States and will once again be the currency by which all others are judged. The Spirit of God says the enemy will quake and shake and fear this man I have anointed. They will even quake and shake when he announces he is running for president. It will be like the shot heard across the world. The enemy will say, what shall we do now? This man knows all our tricks and schemes. We've been robbing America for decades. What shall we do to stop this? The Spirit says, ha, no one shall stop this that I have started. For the enemy has stolen from America for decades and it stops now. For I will use this man to reap the harvest that the United States has sown for and plunder from the enemy what he has stolen and return it back sevenfold to the United States. The enemy will say, Israel, Israel, what about Israel? For Israel will be protected by America once again. The Spirit says, yes, America will once again stand hand in hand with Israel and the two shall be as one. For the ties between Israel and America will be stronger than ever, and Israel will flourish like never before. The Spirit of God says, I will protect America and Israel, for this next president will be a man of his word. When he speaks, the world will listen and know that there is something greater in him than all the others before him. This man's word is his bond, and the world and America will know this, and the enemy will fear this, for this man will be fearless. The Spirit says, when the financial harvest begins, so shall it parallel in the spiritual for America. The Spirit of God says in this next election, they will spend billions to keep this president out. It will be like flushing their money down the toilet. Let them waste their money, for it comes from and is being used by evil forces at work. But they will not succeed, for this next election will be a clean sweep for the man that I have chosen. They will say things about this man, the enemy, but it will not affect him. And they will say it rolls off of him like the duck. For even as the feathers of a duck protect it, so shall my feathers protect this next president. Even mainstream news media will be captivated by this man and the abilities that I have gifted him with, and they will even begin to agree with him, says the Spirit of God.
Whoa, that was fast, was it not? We're going to break that down for you. It's a very powerful word. We're seeing it actually come to pass. You know, Amos chapter 3, verse 7 in the Bible lets us know that God does nothing unless he reveals it first to his prophets. And so how you know where a prophet is true or not, whether the actual word comes to pass. And we're seeing it come to pass. It's amazing. It's called the Trump prophecies, and it's very exciting. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to hear from the faith board advisor. Her name is Mary Colbert. She's Dr. Colbert's wife, actually. And she heard this word and she just ran with it. We're going to hear what the president has said to her specifically about what he wants for his presidency and to be known about. It's very encouraging to be able to see it. And we're going to break this prophecy down a little bit slower so we can all talk about it and really think about the goodness and pray about this word coming to pass. We are talking about the Trump prophecies, the Trump Commander-in-Chief prophecy that was given to Mark Taylor, and we just heard it, and Mark's like reading like a machine gun fire, a little bit faster than our brains can think.
Don't you love it when the Lord just, you know, brings us in on what he's doing?
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, it's, you know, we're familiar with having those words for a long period of time, and you're waiting for him, it's like, here it is, and you just crank it out, you know, and that's when it's happening at that point. Well, first we want to hear from Mary Colbert. She's the wife of Dr. Colbert. And she is speaking about, because when she first heard, what happened was Mark Taylor went to the doctor. His doctor happened to be Dr. Colbert. And he gives him the prophecy. And if you haven't read the book, Trump Prophecies, you got to get the book. You know, that's where I heard about it in the book. And he gives the prophecies to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And the doctor's just thinking it's a medical records. And he goes on about his business. And long story short, the doctor begins to prophesy over him. And then that leads him to go, well, that's what I just gave you. I thought this was your records. No, that's the word. And so he gives it to his wife, Mary Colbert. And God just touches her heart and says, you know, this is God. I can feel it inside of me. And she started a whole prayer network across the nations and across the nation, and had a prayer network going to pray over this word, because she knew that that President Trump will be elected as president. The Lord told me October 2016 that he would be president. And so he told a lot of folks that he was going to be the president. And we're seeing the Trump prophecy breaks down what actually happens in that presidency, because, you know, just because he told me he's going to be president didn't tell me how it was going to turn out. And this Trump prophecy lets you know how things are turning out. As a matter of fact, let's go to Mary Colbert. She's talking about what President Trump said to her. Okay, this is the prophecy was before he got in office. Now he's in office. What is the president who was prophesied over that he didn't even know about at the time? Mm-hmm. What is he saying to his faith advisory council? We'll check this out exactly like the word said.
You're on the spiritual advisory committee of President Donald Trump. What can you tell me? I want to know that I might not know.
Well, Donald Trump has expressed to the committee, the faith-based committee that he has expanded on, that when he, by the time he leaves office, he wants to be remembered as the most praying president in history.
What a legacy. Well, so what would you say to someone that saw all that stuff from his previous years on TV that looked very bad? I mean, really bad. What would you say?
You know, I agree. I know that during the election toward the end, when things were beginning to heat up and videos and audios came out about him, even I, as a female, I remember feeling like somebody kicked me in the chest hearing that. But I also had heard what God had to say about him. I hadn't personally encountered him yet. I hadn't been around him personally yet. So I was trusting on the word that I believe was the word of God, and that God knew something about him, especially in the prophecy where it says there will be something in him greater than you even can imagine. So I'm trusting in that word that there's something about Donald. God sees that we don't know. He looks upon the heart. And so for me, I can tell you, Donald Trump is not the same man that you are hearing about from his past. He has had a radical change in his heart. He has had a heart change toward the things of God and the people of God. And he is surrounding himself with prayer warriors. And he is expanding that advisory board.
There's some called jailhouse religion where people do something because it's politically expedient to get out of jail or et cetera. Do you see this as sincere? His faith is sincere, really.
You know, there is no doubt in my mind he is sincere. I can tell you his desire for even the National Day of Prayer, where our previous president didn't even go to it. He has requested that the National Day of Prayer be brought not into a hotel. He wants to bring it into the White House.
I can tell you this. Before he won the presidency, I had the privilege of meeting him in person. And I saw someone that I did not see on television, although I watched him on television. I saw a warmth in his heart that didn't come across. I saw something, and this may surprise you. I saw a father's heart. Now, we know what he did in the natural. I mean, the fact that his children have such honor and respect to him. But you know what? Our nation needs a president that we honor and respect. And I know many of you haven't seen that, but I saw that in him. And I have to report what I saw.
I just love Sid Roth. If you get a chance to watch his program, I think he's on 24/7 now on his own YouTube channels. Also, he's on all the different Christian networks and this network. But as a matter of fact, I saw his first interview. He was a year old in the Lord, and Catherine Kuhlman, as some of you guys might know, was interviewing him. And of course, he was very together, and she was flamboyant. And it was something. So this is huge, the Trump prophecies. I mean, you're looking at this thing unfold before us. And if you would have saw David when he first got the word, he had a lot of things that were going to happen in his life before that took place.
It's called process.
Process. You know, if you're going to see, and I'm not saying that that Donald Trump is David, but I'm just saying every one of us goes through process.
Sure.
When you get close enough, you see the clay on anybody. But God puts us all surpassing power in jars of clay to show that it's him and it's not us. And God's saying, I put this man here. And we're seeing that word fulfilled. You're seeing it take place. And everybody was kind of shocked who were thinking that it was going to go a different way. And it's like, hey, this is a God thing. It's what God's doing. So let's just break that prophecy down a little bit, because that was pretty fast. And we want to just talk about it a little bit slower and kind of like, what does a cow do? They kind of chew it a little bit. Let's just chew on that word a little bit and let's find out, you know, and get hopeful. And also think about, well, I want to get an agreement like Mary Colbert did. She got an agreement with what God says. So often people are waiting for prophecy to come true when all along in their heart they don't agree with it.
Yeah.
And it's like you get the reward when you honor the prophet, when you receive that word.
That's right.
So for the president to do well is for you as an American to do well.
That's right.
If his economy goes well, he's heading up your economy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when illegal immigration goes down by 70% or so, that's people that are not coming in the country illegally. But when legal immigration goes up, that's great for our economy. What's going on? So it's, if he does well, we do well.
You can do well, absolutely.
So let's just take this down for a moment. And it's called the Trump Commander-in-Chief Prophecies. And let's just read that and just take, you know, break it down a little bit.
The Spirit of God says, I have chosen this man, Donald Trump, for such a time as this. For as Benjamin Netanyahu is to Israel, so shall this man be to the United States of America. For I will use this man to bring honor, respect, and restoration to America.
So let's go back. We're going to talk this over. Go back to that one. There you go. So you're looking at, this is coming to pass. This word is coming to pass. I mean, how many people right now, if you see the United Nations, when our president spoke to the United Nations, they respect America again.
Yeah.
They're very, very respectful.
Well, when you look at the last previous administration, and we had a chance to see Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, oftentimes stand relentlessly for his nation when the entire world practically was coming against, you know, Israel, Israel.
Right.
This man stood as a lion and said, no, not on my watch. Right. I'm going to protect my people.
Right.
We're going to stand firm.
Alone.
Yeah, even if I stand alone, and I'm going to confront an ally that used to walk very closely with me, you know, and I'm going to say, no, it's not going to happen.
So we're seeing that part of the word immediately take place. We're a friend of Israel. The respect has come back from our country. The disrespect is coming from members of our country, but not from the other nations.
No.
The other nations are very, I remember we showed you the president of France who was, worked his way through all the national leaders trying to get but to stand beside President Trump so he could invite him to come to the celebration, their 100-year celebration in France. And it's like, it's only a small amount of people who have a mic and have a camera that are in America that are feeling that way, because the respect has come back.
Well, the world respects, you know, America again. We don't have this policy of appeasement anymore. When the president launches 59 Tomahawk missiles to Assad's base where he was, you know, doing these chemical weapons and all these people had died, that was sending a signal. While, you know, the president of China was sitting in his living room, this says this is not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, I would say Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, has respect for America again.
I believe so.
Which means less war, because people don't go to war with countries that they fear would respond.
Well, speaking of Benjamin Netanyahu, famous quote is, he says, diplomacy by strength.
Yes.
You know, diplomacy by strength. So think twice.
So we're seeing this. Let's read a little bit slower on our next one so we can soak it in. You're moving fast.
Just as fast as Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
America will be respected once again as the most powerful and prosperous nation on the earth other than Israel. The dollar will be the strongest it has ever been in the history of the United States and will once again be the currency by which all others are judged.
Now, this is so important because, if you don't know this or not, every country, before they buy oil, they have to convert their rubies, their kronas, their shekels, their yens to dollars to buy oil. Well, we're very, very close to losing that under the past administration. I don't want to go into the diesel. We were very close to doing that, which means this. We'd have to convert the dollars to rubies and then buy oil.
Mm-hmm.
We have to convert our dollars to the yen and then buy oil, which would have changed everything overnight. It would have been something like, you know, $40 to fill up your tank of gas, $20 to fill up your tank of gas. It would have overnight. And God intervened, and this prophecy is coming to pass. And so we're looking like we're not going to lose the dollar. And they're still going to have to, the economies of the world, and remember the plot that Dmitry Studeman saw, it was Russia, China, and North Korea plotting against the American dollar. And this is victory. This means God set up a soldier, at least for a season, that is not going to let the dollar go, which is huge. I mean, even when they caught Saddam Hussein, when they caught him hiding out, they had him with a whole bunch of
Benjamins.
they had American dollars there with
wads and wads of cash.
Money. And the reason why, even he, a leader of his own country, had to still convert his money with his face on it for money with our founding fathers' faces on it, because they had to convert it to dollars. He wasn't trying to, hoard necessarily the dollar and say this is greater, although it was. He
had no choice.
He couldn't get oil without that. No choice. You couldn't get this oil process without that.
Not only is our nation, one of the most, giving nations in the world.
Very giving.
But our nation's people are the most giving. We've given so many to catastrophes all over the world, and America's been blessed by that.
Because we want to cover all this. You're right. There's just so many different ways about that. So we're seeing this is so important because the dollar's strong, you're strong, our military is strong. All this stuff connects. Mm-hmm. Which is great. I mean, that's what God's talking about, a financial release upon blessing. If you missed our last program, God's a just God. When justice is served, financial breakthroughs coming, and we're looking at under this presidency. Why would you not want to support our president if this is coming?
When, in fact, with $20 trillion in debt, I mean.
I noticed, though, it's the ones who are millionaires from sports and different things like that. They're against. It's like, hey, we need our chance, too, right?
Well, just trade.
Just trade. That's it. So let's go. Let's reach a little bit more here for the word.
The Spirit of God says, the enemy will quake and shake and fear this man I have anointed. They will even quake and shake when he announces he is running for president. It will be like the shot heard across the world.
Or the escalator that was shown around the world. Do you remember that situation? And so I remember the world leaders were ever in EU somewhere. And one smaller country got in front of President Trump. I don't know if you remember that. He just reached up, got the leader by the hand, pulled him aside, slid him back, and then he walked up. Yeah. He has no fear.
None.
He has no fear. I mean, and obviously God has put that on because this is we're seeing that God said, I'm going to do this with him. And so, we're respected. So much so that, like I said, the French's president, Emmanuel, I forget his last name right now.
Macron?
Yeah, Macron. I mean, literally, you should have seen him. They got a whole little comedic thing about it because he's passing through 20 countries while they're all standing for a photo, and he doesn't care. He's working his way all the way through that to be able to get over to be with President Trump.
Remember the grand entrance they gave him when he went to Saudi Arabia?
Oh, yes.
I mean, it was
respect. He was surrounded by friends in Saudi Arabia who said for quite some time, you saw it on our intro for some time, that they wanted to help America all along, but the previous president wouldn't let them help.
Right, they chose to partner with the Iran side of what was going on.
Yes, and so we're just seeing the breakthrough in this whole thing, and it's exciting. So we're seeing that, so this is taking place, and so right now, that's where Kim Jong-un is just shocked. He's so used to wishy-washy, politically correct, whatever, and this president is tweeting out, it's like, Rocket Man.
They say, the strategy of appeasement is over.
So he literally calls him Rocket Man, Little Rocket Man, and that I'm sure he's just shocked. He doesn't know what to do with that. Well, everybody's shocked. That's what the word was. Everybody's going to be shocked. But what God, this is a mighty thing that God's doing, and God just happens to be blessing America right now, and it's exciting to see that take place. Get into the blessing. So let's read a little bit more.
The enemy will say, what shall we do now? This man knows all our tricks and schemes. We have been robbing America for decades. What shall we do to stop this? The Spirit says, ha, no one shall stop this that I have started.
This is exciting because, God has really blessed America. He's blessed Israel as well. And our previous president, and it's one before that, but literally our previous president was given the whole shop away. I mean, he was spending as much as he could. We were almost like $10 trillion in debt when he became president. In 8 years, he doubled that to $20 trillion. Yeah. And so what that is just giving away the store, the France.
Well, these schemes, the Paris Climate Accord that, the United States was the only nation that pulled away from it, I believe. Right. It was because we were funding it all. We were paying for it.
We were the ones cutting the check for it, which is basically a transference of wealth that was taking place. So we were being robbed. And it's hard to, when people are blessed, and blessing is when God just changes how things are and says, I'm just going to bless you. And he does it for his reasons. people start saying, well, just because you got more, then we should be able to steal from you. That's not how God works.
No.
You know, get blessed by God. Yeah. And God's blessed Israel. He's blessed America. And God's going to take that money and that wealth, and he's going to restore it. And we're going to open the doors to Fort Knox again, and we're actually going to see something right there. We're going to go to a break, John. But listen, we're going to continue talking about this Trump commander-in-chief prophecy. This is a pace that I can understand it, where we're talking about it, and it's very exciting. But first, I have this offer for you. Listen, have you been waiting on the Lord? So many people are waiting to see things come to pass. Mark Taylor, with his prophetic word, got it in 2011. He was waiting for it to come to pass, and it's come to pass, and it's coming to pass. John and I are going over the Trump prophecies, the Trump commander-in-chief prophecies by Mark Taylor, and we're just reading them a little bit slower and talking about them because it was so quickly. Let's just move quickly into the next one.
For the enemy has stolen from America for decades, and it stops now. For I will use this man to reap the harvest that the United States has sown for and plunder from the enemy what has stolen and return it sevenfold back to the United States.
So we're going to get a sevenfold return for everything that was stolen from America. America's been if you compare the economies of other nations, it's been just majorly blessed, but it's been drained from resources. And it's amazing what's been taking place. You look at what Puerto Rico's situation was, Wall Street, you know, loaning money and not expense. Just, you know, there's been a lot of theft going on. And God's sevenfold return.
Amen.
I know that, right? Claim it.
And reap the harvest that the United States has sown. We have blessed the nations of the world. Not just monetarily, but we've sent missionaries all over the world.
Yes, and it's, you know, only country you can compare us to in our responses is Israel. They're beautiful in what they do as well. And
Jacob's still blessing the nations.
Yes, still blessing the nations. Let's go on with the word. Let's read some more of it.
The enemy will say, Israel, Israel. What about Israel? For Israel will be protected by America once again. The Spirit says, yes, America will once again stand hand in hand with Israel, and the two shall be as one.
We saw that the day one. The moment he became president, President Donald Trump calls up Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after 8 years of Angry Birds, and comes in and says, we're together, got it worked out. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, we haven't had a greater friend of Israel than President Trump and his family. And so immediately that happened in the context
of that. This is 2011 this was prophesied, right? 2011.
You got to remember, that's a prophecy, is God telling us something before it happens. It's history in advance.
And so we're talking about the fulfillment of what was shared.
This is exciting because you're seeing if that was fulfilled, then the other's going to be fulfilled. Let's go on to the next part.
For the ties between Israel and America will be stronger than ever, and Israel will flourish like never before. The Spirit of God says, I will protect America and Israel, for this next president will be a man of his word.
Keep going there.
When he speaks, the world will listen and know that there is something greater in him than all the others before him. This man's word is his bond, and the world and America will know this, and the enemy will fear this, for this man will be fearless.
So you're looking at that taking place. You're looking at, and it's important what you say to him because he takes you at your word. But I know that he had a Senator Strange out of Alabama that called, and he called him up to support him on the thing that they said they were going to support. Congress said they were going to restructure healthcare. And he just told the president, you don't have to offer me anything. I'm with you, Mr. President. Mm-hmm. And so at that response, for a man of integrity and one after his words, he went down to Alabama and stood with Senator Strange, even though Alabama was saying, we're going to go with Judge Moore to be, which is a great, great candidate.
Absolutely.
And so with that, you're looking at...
But of integrity and honor.
Well, he's just like, you know, you did me good. You stood with me. I'm going to stand with you.
That's right.
And that's unusual in today's. They go, it's not politically correct for me to do. It's like, man, you stood with me. And he came down there in the face of a man being down 20-something down on the points. And he still said, I'm going to stand with you. And he did. And he also said, of course, if Moore wins, I'm going to be supporting him. We'll work together. And Moore is saying, I want to work with the president. So, but anyway, it's just keeping your word. You know, and it's that's what we're seeing.
And loyalty is something that's important to him.
Loyalty. What a concept. You know, what a concept. Let's read a little bit more.
The Spirit says, when the financial harvest begins, so shall it parallel in the spiritual for America. The Spirit of God says, in this next election, they will spend billions to keep this president in. it will be like flushing their money down the toilet.
Okay, there's two things here. The first thing is that what the Spirit is saying through this prophetic word is when the financial harvest begins, it'll be a spiritual harvest too. So we're looking at potentially that harvest of souls that we talked about. And it takes money to bring in the harvest. Some people did a study, I think it was Sean Bowles or other ones, did a study of how much did it cost in the Jesus movement, you know, to bring in that many souls, and how much did it cost in this movement. And it's millions of dollars. And a billion soul harvest is going to take, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to be able to bring it in, to be able it just costs money to do it. Everybody that says it doesn't cost money just got a paycheck from their job.
Right.
Just passed the offering plate. I mean, God chose through the economy those things happening. And so you're looking at, and then it's going to come in the spiritual as well as the natural. So when you start seeing these financial breakthroughs, understanding, and we're already seeing that.
Oh, yeah.
It's the lowest unemployment rate in 17 years they're talking about. Mm. The stock market is the highest it's ever been in the history of America.
America is leading in producing oil to the world. We're exporting oil to the world.
Yes, we're going to be energy independent. And so then it also says that this next election coming up, which they actually already did this last one, they spent billions of dollars. You know, I think about Jeb Bush. I think about Hillary Clinton. I mean, that was just hundreds of millions of dollars just thrown
away.
Set on fire. I guess, yeah. And so... So we're looking at potentially that's going to happen again this next election, that they're going to throw everything they can at the kitchen sink at this thing, this next election. But God's going to say, just let it doesn't work. It's not going to work. And so big thing is just believe what God said and openly talk in a positive way. And don't be quiet when people are lying about what's going on. But don't be mean. But we want to be able to say, wait a minute, that's not true. This is what happened. You know, we're in less than a year of this president being in office. Everything has shifted.
That's right.
You wouldn't know it if you watch, secular television.
Oh, yeah. And for those that don't know or are not familiar, Kim Clement also prophesied back in 2007.
And we had that in the beginning of our program.
Absolutely. Words, so these words are being confirmed by multiple, sources. Yeah. And Kim Clement is a track record for his prophetic words have come out.
Nailed it. Totally nailed it. Let's go to the next one.
Let them waste their money, for it comes from... and it is being used by evil forces at work. But they will not succeed, for this next election will be a clean sweep for the man I have chosen.
So this money's coming, this next election, which we see in that.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't read the book Smear, you've got to read that. And hopefully on this, you'll see it come up as an offer at some point, because you get an understanding. As a matter of fact, I have a message called Smeared, and you need to really hear that and watch it, and hopefully you can get it. You can write to us and let us know. We'll get it. You probably have it right here on this program. You can see it. Because there's a system being set up. Evil money is trying to smear what God is doing. The enemy's always trying to undo. We saw in a previous program at the United Nations where Youssef is there and he's speaking bold truth. They were shocked that truth came in the midst of all those lies, and the look on their faces is like, you've been lying that long. You were shocked to hear truth happen. Well,
they've been
shocked.
Smearing the apple of God's eye for
Israel,
so long.
They have. And now you're looking at, that it's evil money coming up. And when you see people, and a lot of people sometimes stand with something they don't understand, they have personal reasons. I think people are being used. I think people's narrative, their true pain, again, is being used. And people have legitimate issues, and they're not lying when they're saying this happened and that happened. But there's this other force back there that's using them to be able to push their political narrative, like happened in Puerto Rico. When you're watching Puerto Rico is suffering from the Hurricane Maria, President Trump's bringing all these resources in Operation Blessed and Samaritan's Purse, but they went to go use our citizens in Puerto Rico to be able to promote some political platform instead of getting out there, get out of your helicopter, quit taking pictures, and bring some food to the people, and bring some water to the people. And that's what we saw happen in Texas, but they tried to use Puerto Rico as a political issue instead of caring about the Puerto Rican people, our American citizens are there. We are reading, going over the Trump Commander-in-Chief prophecy that Mark Taylor was given in 2011 that we see come to pass in America. It's amazing when you're seeing this, and it's encouraging. Parts that have happened is encouraging, but what God's going to do.
Very, very encouraging.
Very encouraging. And so, when it starts raining gold, get your pockets open,
Get the buckets out.
What's the young lady said? That an umbrella's like this, right? And she's talking about when God's blessing you. She says, it's like a funnel, hold like this and let God bring the blessing in, right?
That's right.
And so we're reading the Trump prophecy that's taking place right now, so slower than Mark was reading it. And let's read, this is the next part we want to talk about. Go ahead.
They, the enemy, will say things about this man, but it will not affect them. And they shall say, it rolls off him like the duck. For as the feathers of the duck protect it, so shall my feathers protect this next president.
So literally, it's the feathers of God. You read Psalm 91 that talks about he that abides under the shadow of the wings of Almighty, you know. And you're seeing, you know, because you look at this, and I know that the people, evildoers.
2011 now, yeah, 2011.
This is 2011. And if you would have saw, you know, post-presidency, you know, Donald Trump prior to that, he was more responsive to things. But as he entered into, it's like things have just increased in regards to, it's like water off a duck's back.
Yeah.
And
that's a lot of water because it's a lot of attack.
It is a flood.
Yeah.
This is like Noah's flood of darkness and evil and lies. And I'm sure they're shocked. It's like, we put everything out there.
Emptying all the attacks we
have. It's a Russia thing. It's a this thing. It's a that thing. How about this thing? And it's like, stop. Yeah. He even got to the point he started talking about his wife's shoes. And it's like,
are you kidding me?
People are suffering in Hurricane. And so you're seeing that take place. And he just goes, man, that's bad.
Keeps it moving.
And he keeps on moving. So this is 2011 when this was said. And you're looking at that word, it's amazing. So you want to pray for your president, pray for our president, that God would continue to protect him. And he's taking these blows. I mean, God is obviously fending them off is what the word is saying here. But he's a human being. We want to pray and encourage them in the context. And don't be ashamed of a leader you voted for that is leading your country well. And God's word says, pray for those in authority over you, which means on your social media, you don't want to be mean and stuff, but you want to say, thank you.
Yeah.
Great job.
You have at least five reasons to be supportive of this president. He's the first president that's been so open, supportive of Christians and ministers. I've never seen a U.S. president allow ministers to lay hands and pray for them in the Oval Office on camera. He is the first.
And Rick Joyner says when the ministers come into the room and begin to speak, other people can speak. And he's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're a leader of another country. But all of a sudden, when the ministers begin to speak, he just has a reverence about that.
We told Pat Robertson, I want to hear from them.
Yeah.
Told Pat Robertson, I want to hear from them.
Yeah.
You know, he's like I said, pro-Christian. He is pro-life. Yeah. He is pro-Constitution.
Well, pro-Christian is important because you had the Johnson Amendment, which Lyndon B. Johnson put in that basically supposedly snuffed the church's voice out.
Right.
It says you'll lose your nonprofit status, which you really can't do according to the First
if
Amendment.
If you talk about political things.
And he's already defunded that immediately where the IRS doesn't have any money to go investigate you. And it's all off money, so they're not going to go spend their own money to do that.
Not only that, but all the court cases that were happening in the previous administration seemed if you stood for God and the Constitution, you were an enemy of the state.
Investigating those applications. And so you're looking at the one that was heading up IRS. You remember she was part of all the
Lois Lerner.
Thing. Yes. And so this is huge because once the church is God is setting some major things up because the church is going to have no excuses.
None.
Because you're going to be able to say whatever you want to say. Every American, just because you're a Christian, you should not be told that you don't have a voice. President Trump said, He looked down and was being interviewed in the Trump Towers at a man standing on the street corner, and he was sharing his thoughts. This guy was saying something. He goes, that man on the street corner has more rights and can speak more of his word than the church can. He said, that's not right. Because just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you should not be able to talk.
That's right.
They've muzzled the voice of Christians in a narrative sense since LBJ. And the plan that they loosed on America through Lyndon B. Johnson has repressed American because prior to Lyndon B. Johnson, the most successful family unit in America was the African American family.
Yeah.
They were successful. There was a husband and a wife and a family. And now today, thanks to the programs of LBJ that was loosed, 70% of African American children are born out of wedlock.
Yeah.
And the father is absent in the context of that. If you're married, you know, I believe that it's like 8% of African-American couples, only 8% of them are in poverty. But if you shift over to single African-American mothers with their children, it's a very high poverty rate. And that's what that system promoted, instead of promoting family and empowering people.
Yeah.
And all that's unjust. So this blessing we talked about in our previous program, you got to hear if you have it, God's going to bless you. because stuff's been stolen from you, your freedom's been stolen from you, and God's justice is going to come.
Justice delayed is not justice denied.
I'm feeling the Lord when I'm talking about it right now. So don't pay attention to the government. Pay attention to God, because God's going to bless you. The government's supposed to represent you, not take you over.
Yeah.
And so I'm pumped about that. So yeah. We're seeing, we got to learn lessons. The Lord told me early on is to watch what's going to be happening in this next presidency before it happens. He told me that, eventually he told me that in October 2016 that President Trump, Donald Trump would be president. And I'm talking to some ministers, they were like, don't take him. That's what God said.
Yeah.
He says he's going to be president. It's like, it's prophecy, you got to know in advance. But in the context, he's bold. He believes whatever he believes in, he announces it, and he sticks to his guns. The church needs to be bold in what we believe. We need to be sticking like that. And no matter what people say about you, and they say everything about us, just continue to do what God's called you to do.
Because of ridicule, they kept themselves silent.
Right. You
got to be willing to be able to stand,
Yeah.
Things you said this for years. You can either be popular or you can be powerful, but you better choose. You can't be them both.
And ridicule is one of the tools. If you haven't read the book The Smear, or actually seen my message called The Smear, you got to see that, because that is exactly what they try to do, is just ridicule you. And you got to just realize it's just a weapon. They're fearful. They're throwing those things out because that's all they have. They don't have anything else. But we have one more part of this Trump Commander-in-Chief prophecy. Let's read this and this could close it out.
Even mainstream news media will be captivated by this man and the abilities that I have gifted him with. And they will even begin to agree with him, says the Spirit of God.
Wow.
And that has to be a miracle for them to agree, the mainstream media to agree with what he's saying.
They're going
to
trickle in, trickling in. The people that voted for him are now trying to trickle out.
Yeah.
But you're seeing, the word that we gave from Gaunt.
Bill
Yont, in regards to the anchors are going to be falling out of their seat. We're watching this take place. Media as we know it is shifting and is transforming. That's why it's so important to find out who your tribe is.
Yeah.
You need to connect to, that apostolic tribe, that family. You don't just need to go to church. It's time for you to be the church and connect with other believers and be the family God's called us to be, because things are shifting. You're still going to get, the things that you need in your life, but it's going to come differently. It's not going to come because you sat in front of a TV set and it happened that way. It's going to come because you connected to what the family stream, if you would, that God's calling you to be a part of.
The mainstream media, I believe, is today where the newspaper was, where everyone wanted that newspaper and it went away.
Yeah.
Listen, traditional media, traditional news, it's going away. You better get the shift.
I know we got to close it. But, when we first started, and 5 years plus ago, we had newspapers were out, and who would have ever thought? But we've been in the transition.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we're watching newspapers fall. They're trying to grab different things.
Making big boasts.
Yeah, and it's what it is the voices are falling. I believe if they would have actually been honest in their delivering of the news and try to manipulate the political atmosphere and put things that are not true and overcharge businesses to be able to run an ad in their paper and different things like that. But it's all falling. It's all falling. But other things are going to rise up and take their place. You're going to be able to get things specifically connected to you if you connect to what's going on. One way to do that is connect to VFN TV and VFN Kingdom Business. You can find out more about that on our website at vfnkb.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFN.